Madras and Warm Springs voters will decide today whether to approve a $27 million school bond. The funds would pay for a new Warm Springs school, a new Madras Performing Arts Center, and high school track, as well as improvements to the Westside Community Center. What will voters decide? I'm Kelly Blyer, and the 509J school bond issue is the focus of today's Take 5.
As a district, I'm feeling very confident that we've gotten the information out to our voters so they can be informed community that can make a decision based on their needs.
509J Superintendent of Schools Rick Molitor has spent the last couple of months educating the public on why the $27 million school bond is needed. Warm Springs is in dire need of a new school. Madras High School needs a new track. Improvements are needed at the Westside Community Center, and a performing arts center has been on the wish list of some residents for more than a decade. Greg Kemper grew up in this community. His dad was a doctor here. Greg raised his own family here and supports the school levy.
You got to invest in your town in order to make it attractive to other places. Madras is in competition with every other town in Oregon, town and city, and you can't have crumbling infrastructures, you know, schools in poor repair, athletic facilities in poor repair, and then expect to have jobs just come to town.
Steve Jansen is voting no on the levy.
We just can't afford another bond. They tried to portray it as it wasn't going to cost the voters anything, because one of the bonds will be come due this next year. And for the most part, it's just it's business as usual. And we just can't afford these bonds. We're bond to death between the bonds and the levies we got going here.
This school bond has unique challenges. We'll explain after the break. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. Steve Jansen is voting no on the Madras school bond issue. He wrote the local newspaper a letter to the editor explaining why.
It's hard enough to pay your property taxes, let alone these bonds. These government officials, the ones that are employed, are getting their regular paychecks, where the private sector is out there trying to make ends meet. And they're having a hard time doing it.
Superintendent of Schools Rick Molitor has spent the last several months educating the public on the levy.
The biggest concerning question people have is where the federal government is in this, the construction of the building. With the tribal sovereignty and their the treaty that they have with the federal government really clearly states the federal government's role in educating students on the reservation. That's the question that we get quite often from all community members is, where's the federal government and are they being held accountable to their responsibilities?
Greg Kemper knows it's a tough sell for some people.
When they drive by the Warm Springs and they see all of the money flowing into their casino, they just have a feeling that, why can't they buy their own school? I know they're in our school district, but they don't pay taxes. And so when they vote yes for something, you know, we pay for it. You know, the taxpayers pay for it. So, yeah, that is a concern. I am sure that there are a bunch of silent no's that they're not going to vote for anything that might cost them a penny, not realizing that investment in these kinds of things is how, you know, we keep jobs and hopefully attract new jobs. I think it's going to be close. I have a feeling it's going to pass, but I think it's going to be very close.
And so the voters in the 509J district will have the final say. Superintendent Rick Molitor will deal with either outcome.
If it fails, it will be the facility committee's role to understand why and to decide if they feel it's the right time to make some adjustments, maybe make no adjustments and go back out for a second round.
We'll have the results of the vote tonight. For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND. Depend on us.